Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear respected brothers and sisters, we're talking about Salat, the Sunnats of Salat. Inshallah, by the time we have the notes handed out, we'll go over some of the things we did last time. We discussed the Sunnats of Salat. And we understood the fact that with every amal, there is Sunnats. Har cheez ke saath Sunnat hoti. Aur Sunnat ki wajah se amal ke andar khubsurti aati. That's how the beauty comes in our actions. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the requirement from us, the demand from us, is to bring beautiful amal, not excessive amal. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Alladhi khalaqa al-maut wal-hayat liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for the most beautiful amal, sabse behtareen aur khoobsurat amal jo lekar aayega, wo Allah ke yahan qabil-e-qubool. And the only way to make any amal beautiful is to put in the sunnats of that action. So going to the bathroom, coming out of the bathroom, coming to the masjid, meeting relatives, dealing with the wife, dealing with the kids. In every aspect you'll find sunnats of Rasulullah. If they are brought alive, what will happen? Allah will make our life beautiful. And on the day of judgment, because of these sunnats, we'll have the intercession of Rasulullah. Rasulullah will recognize his ummah because of all of these beautiful sunnats that we are bringing alive. Man ahya sunnati faqad ahabbani. This is the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Rasulullah that the Prophet said, the one who brings alive my sunnah is the one who has loved me. Wa man ahya sunnati faqad ahabbani wa man ahabbani kana ma'i fil jannah. Then you'll be given my companionship in Jannah. So we want to be with Rasulullah. We have to learn the sunnahs, apply as many as we can. Now last time there were numerous sunnahs we talked about. As we learn them, it is important we make the niyyah that Allah from now on, my salat will be in accordance to these sunnahs, and I'll try my best to fulfill all of them. So in the sunnah qiraat, there is one thing that we left out, that are there particular things to recite in particular salats? Yes, there are some sunnah surahs to recite. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Fajr and in Zuhr would recite from Tiwal-e Mufassal. What is Tiwal-e Mufassal? From Suratul Hujurat up to Suratul Buruj. From Suratul Hujurat, which is in the 26th juz, up to Suratul Buruj, which is in the 30th juz. Surahs from in between these surahs, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite in Fajr and in Zuhr. They're known to be longer than other surahs. Of course, the ones that are in the beginning portion of the Quran are a lot longer. But in the practice of Rasulullah, you'll find that in Fajr and Zuhr, these sunnahs, these surahs were recited more. So if we want to increase the reward in our salat and beautify our salat with the sunnah, we can choose to recite one of these surahs when we are doing Fajr and Zuhr. Fajr and Zuhr ke andar qiraat, sunnat qiraat ye hai ki surat Hujurat se suratul Buruj ke darmiyan ki suraton mein se koi surat padhi jaye. Ki lambi suratein hoti hain aur آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت تھی کہ ان دو نمازوں میں حجرات اور بروج کے درمیان کی صورتوں میں سے کوئی صورت پڑھا کرتے تھے. Now it's a choice. We can read other parts. We already talked about the wajibat. We already talked about the farais. Now it's a choice that to increase the reward, I have a choice. I can recite a surat that Rasulullah SAW used to recite. So I'll get more reward, right? So this is how it works. Then we have in surah in Asr and Isha, Rasulullah SAW would recite from Aswat, the medium length surahs, the ones that are not too long and not too short. And that's from Surah Al-Tariq all the way to Surah Al-Bayyina. Was-samai wa-tariq up to Lam yakunil ladina kafaru min ahli kitab. Both of these surahs are in the 30th juz. So to recite from this in Asr and Isha was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Aswat ki jo surahs hain, jo mutawassit طور پر لمبی ہوتی ہیں نہ بہت زیادہ لمبی اور نہ بہت زیادہ چھوٹی ان صورتوں میں سے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم عصر اور عشاء میں پڑھا کرتے تھے اب وہ کون سی صورتیں ہیں سورۃ الطارق سے لے کے سورۃ البینہ تک ان صورتوں میں سے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم عصر اور عشاء میں پڑھا کرتے دین وی ہیو مغرب ان مغرب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم would perform what we call قصار to make it short چھوٹی صورتیں مغرب میں پڑھی جاتی تھیں where is the قصار beginning from From Surah Al-Zilzal, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالًا From there all the way to Surah Al-Nas. From between these two surahs, Rasulullah would recite in Maghrib Salah. So again, it's a matter of choice. We can do the bare minimum, we can do the wajib qiraat and we're off the hook. But to beautify the amal, to do more and to imitate exactly the surahs recited by Rasulullah, and this will increase the reward. Then we have the day of Jummah. The day of Jummah in Fajr Salat, the first rakat was sunnah of Rasulullah to recite Surah Sajda. Alif Lam Mim Tanzil Kitab La Rayba Fihi Min Rabbil Alamin. That whole surah. The sunnah was that in the first rakat, all of Surah Sajda would be recited. And in the second rakat, Surah Dahr, Allah Ta'ala Al-Insani Heenum Min Ad-Dahri Lam Yakun Shay'an Madhkura. This is recited in the second rakat of the Fajr prayer on the day of Jummah. And you'll find in many Arab countries, in the Haram as well, you'll find that the Imam chooses to recite this because of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if the congregation can bear long recitation, then the Imam should go ahead and do these things. It's important that the Imamat is also based on what the people can bear. In places where there's majority of Arab and they can understand the Quran while it's being recited, they enjoy it, they don't feel the long rakat. But the day the Imam recites a lot more in a community where there is mostly Desi people, right? Mostly Pakistan, India, Bangladesh people, or they don't have a good attachment with the meaning of the words and verses of the Quran, then they feel it right away that today Imams have made it too long. Today, oh, I'm too tired to go for Jama'at to pray in the masjid, right? So, foran ye pata chal jata. So, Imamat ki zimmedari iske hisab se hoti hai ki majma kitna tahammul kar sakte hai uske hisab se imam ko chahiye ki wo padhaye. So once in a while if it's done, it's okay, but regularly if people can bear it, and yes, jumme ke din fajr ki namaz mein pehli rakat mein surah sajda aur dusri rakat mein surah ad-dahr aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki sunnat. Then we have on the Jummah, the prayer itself, the first rakat of the Jummah, a prayer, Rasulullah would recite Surah Al-Jummah. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. All the way to the end. The whole rakat, in the first rakat, the whole surah would be recited. In the second rakat, Surah Al-Munafiqun. Other narrations have said that Rasulullah would recite Surah Al-A'la, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى, in the first rakat, and Surah Al-Ghashiyah, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ هَلْ أَتَى Lataka Hadith al Ghashiyah. This one in the second rakat of the Jummah prayer. ठीक है, पहली रकात में सूरतुल आला, दूसरी में सूरतुल गाशिया, या फिर पहली रकात में सूरतुल जुमा और दूसरी रकात में सूरतुल मुनाफिकून. इस तरीके से आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की सुन्नत थी कि जुम्मे की नमाज को अदा करते. Then these two surahs are also found in Rasulullah's system practice for Eid prayers as well. In both the Eid prayers, Rasulullah's system would recite Suratul A'la in the first and Suratul Ghashiyah in the second. Again, in some places, the masjid, the timings, everything has to be looked after when these things are implemented. So the person leading the prayer, he usually decides according to that. So it is not right that we point out and say that why don't we do it here, we should always do it like this. It could be many, many different factors why a smaller surah is recited or a longer surah is recited. But for our knowledge, to increase our knowledge and to understand the sunnah, and we shall know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will recite these surahs in these particular prayers. So this is the general understanding of the sunnahs we complete up to here. Now we look into number two. We find where it says that what are the actions that invalidate the salah? Yes, yes, yes. In the Fajr sunnah prayer? In the sunnah prayers, we do find narrations about قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَدْ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. It's also mentioned about witr, but it wasn't as regular. So we can go ahead and do it with that intention and hope Allah will give us more reward. But these are those that Fuqaha Ikram have insisted upon that this was the practice of Rasulullah. So there are some narrations that talk about, for example, even the two rakat we do for Ihram when we go, that's Qul Huwallahu Ahad and Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun. These two surahs are mentioned a lot in two rakat nafil. So yes, we can do it in that too. In other prayers, if we fix one surah, let's say I say every Maghrib I'm going to recite Na'atina, no matter what happens. If I make it upon myself like that, without it being Sunnah, then it's makruh to do. Okay? This is something on it. I cannot fix surahs for the rest of my life that for this prayer I'm going to read this surah forever and ever. It's not right to do that unless it's proven, unless it's a Sunnah of Rasulullah. And even if it's once in a while, then it's okay to do. But to make it fixed, that is Maghrib, and now I have to read Surah Al-Naat, Inna Kal Ghawthar, that is Maghrib, or I do it every day, That's incorrect to fix a surah, because Islam always encourages to learn more. And if people fix just the small surahs for their prayer, then they will never have the intention of learning more. So we should always try to memorize a little bit more and develop variety in our recitation. Today I recited this. If I know 10 surahs, then I should split them up in different rakats and different prayers. So I'm getting a touch on the different portions of the Quran. Every ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has its own effect, has its own meaning, and its own blessing. So I should not feel content that, okay, this is the only one I'm going to recite. So kisi ek surat ko khas kar dena ke is namaz mein main rozana zindagi bhar is rakat mein hamesha ye surat padhunga, to is tarah karna munasib nahi hai. Ulama ikram ne isko napasand farmaya aur makruh bhi likha hai. So now we're going to start on what are the actions that invalidate the salat. Invalidating salat means mufsidat, wo cheezein jinki wajah se namaz toot jati hai. Now we've talked about the sunnats, we've talked about the wajibat. Now these are the mufsidat. Then inshallah we'll go into mustahabbat and makruhat. So mufsidat, very briefly I'm going to go over every point that's mentioned here. You'll find in different books, different number are mentioned. And this happens all the time. In Ta'lim al-Haq you'll find maybe 7, 8 are written there. And in Tasil al-Dururi you'll find 15 written there. In other books, Nur al-Iza, you'll find that 12 and 13. What they do is sometimes in one point they cover 2, 3. Okay, so that numbering out is not really taken from any Quranic ayat or hadith. The fuqaha ikram, they feel that you should put it in this way, and other fuqaha say we put it in this way, but they're saying the same thing. So, ek hi baat kahi jati hai, mukhtalif kitabon mein mukhtalif taur pe isko rakha jata hai. So, pehli baat, the first thing is eating or drinking in the prayer. Now, we know that this is completely prohibited in salat. How much of eating and drinking? It's the same rule which is applied in fasting. Now what happens here, that there can be two options of how the food makes its way into a person's stomach, how he will be eating it. Either it's going to be the food stuck in his teeth, that it came out and it went in, or he took it in from externally, from outside. Okay, these are the two options. So scholars have said that if something is coming from outside to inside, from something outside to inside, there's no limitation. Even the smallest thing that goes in, his salat is going to become fasid, that invalidating the salat. Salat toot jayegi agar choti si cheez bhi namaz ke bahar se iske andar gayi. Other thing is that if it was from inside his mouth, something stuck in the teeth, he did not clean it properly, and then during the salat it came out and went in. So they have made an amount to distinguish that, and that is the chickpea. Jo chane ka miqdar hoti hai, itni agar ho ya usse zyada ho to phir namaz toot jayegi. So, especially those people who eat paan, right? They have this issue all the time that there's chaliya and all that stuck, right? So, we have to be careful. The best thing is to do miswak before, or to brush our teeth before. Because if it happens later on, you always have whispering that, okay, was the chaliya that big or not? And it becomes confusing. So, if it's muh ke andar se koi cheez pet mein ja rahi hai, to wo chane ke barabar ho ya usse zyada ho, namaz toot jayegi. Usse choti koi cheez ho, to namaz nahi tootegi. Bahar se koi cheez dal rahe hain, तो चाहे छोटी भी हो, चने से भी छोटी हो, तो नमाज टूट जाएगी. ओके, नंबर टू, टर्निंग द चेस्ट अवे फ्रॉम द क़िबला. एज वी टॉक्ड अबाउट इन द फराइज, दैट इट इज इंपॉर्टेंट एज फार एज टू फेस द क़िबला. फेसिंग द क़िबला मींस द होल बॉडी, दिस होल फ्रंट एंड माय चेस्ट एंड माय फेस सपोज टू बी टुवर्ड द क़िबला. एंड वी ऑल्सो टॉक्ड अबाउट दैट देयर इज अ फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी अप टू 45 डिग्रीज. वी डिड मेंशन दिस कि इसमें 45 डिग्री तक इसमें गुंजाइश है. That much flexibility is there. So this person, if he moves away, his chest moves away and turns away from the qibla 45 degrees or more, that's where his salat is going to break. That's where his salat is going to break. If he does it on his own, jaan bujh ke karta hai, to morte hi namaz toot jati hai. Theek hai? Or agar somebody pushed him, for example, he got pushed or some way, somebody just dragged him out, so he will have the time of one rukun, which is to say subhanallah 3 times calmly. That much time he can come back into the prayer. Somebody pushed him by mistake, his chest went off track from the qibla. So he has the time of 3 subhanallah to stand up and stand straight again. His salat will stay intact because it was not his mistake, it was an external problem that happened. So that much flexibility is there, that if it happened because of somebody else, then you have that much time. If he did it himself, then immediately نماز وہ بریک. سو اگر خود سے کر لیں فوراً نماز چھوٹ جائے گی. کسی نے دھکا دے دیا تو پھر ان کے پاس تین سبحان اللہ آرام سے پڑھنے تک کی مقدار ہوگی کہ یہ واپس جو ہے قبلے کی طرف اپنے سینے کو کر لیں. نمبر 3, اکارڈنگ اف حدث. What does حدث, اکبر حدث اصغر, we talked about this. Can somebody tell me? Anybody remember? That is the حدث اکبر or حدث اصغر. We did it in fixed session. جی جی, یہ حدث کون سا والا ہے؟ Yeah, if you have to make wudu again, it's حدث. No. So, the smaller one, it's smaller. Yes, yes. تو غسل جب واجب ہو جائے تو پھر کیا ہوتا ہے؟ حدث اکبر. اینڈ اف از وضو حدث اصغر. اینی اف دا حدث ہیپنز ان دا صلات, یور صلات از گون. اوکے, دیٹس وائی اٹ جسٹ ہیز اکرنگ اف حدث, اینی ٹائپ اف حدث. سو آل دوز تھنگز دیٹ بریک وضو آر گوئنگ ٹو بریک دا صلات. آل دوز تھنگز دیٹ کاز ا غسل ٹو بیکم ابلیگیٹری اپان سمبڈی از گوئنگ ٹو بریک دا صلات. اوکے, دیٹس ایزی وے انڈرسٹینڈ. ناؤ سم بکس دے گو اہیڈ اینڈ ایکچولی پوائنٹ آؤٹ واٹ آر دوز تھنگز دیٹ بریک دا وضو اینڈ دے کاؤنٹ دیم from the mufsidat. So then you have a bigger list. But for us to understand, آسان طریقہ یہ ہے کہ حدث اصغر یہ ہے کہ جب وضو ٹوٹ جاتا ہے تو میں حالت اصغر میں ہوں, حدث اصغر. اور اگر میرے پر غسل جو ہے فرض ہو جائے تو پھر میں حدث اکبر کی حالت میں ہوں. ٹھیک ہے, آدمی جب بیوی کے ساتھ ہوتا ہے اور اس کی تو احتلام ہو جاتا ہے تو حدث اکبر. Now if he has the احتلام in the salat for some reason, right, we have to know the ruling. So then again, the salat is going to break, he has to take a shower and then so any type of occurrence of hadas is going to take away. So insanity, junoon ka chad jana, remember that's also one of those things that breaks the wudu. Isi tarah so jana, behosh ho jana, ye sari wo surte hain jiski wajah se wudu tootta hai. To wudu toot gaya to namaz bhi toot gayi. To speak, now in the beginning days speaking during the salat was allowed. After a while Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared that now I have been commanded that there is no talking in the salat. Now that's why it's from the mufsidat. So if somebody utters a word, scholars then went into the details. They said that the least amount of speech can be of a word containing two letters. And then others said that even if it's one letter and it has a meaning, that will also break the salat. Okay, so if it's a small word in our language or in any other language that we know, if it's two letters, if it's one letter, if it holds a meaning of human speech, جس طرح سے انسان بات کرتے ہیں, کوئی بات اگر اس میں کر دی نماز میں, چھوٹا سے چھوٹا لفظ بھی ہو, اس سے کیا ہوگا؟ نماز ٹوٹ جائے گی. اوکے, دس از ویری ایزی ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دیٹ دیر از نو ٹاکنگ ان دا صلاۃ ود ہیومن بینگ. سو ناؤ آل دا تھنگز دیٹ کم ان ٹو دا کیٹیگوری آف ٹاکنگ, سمبڈی کمز اینڈ سے سلام, وی کین گیو سلام ٹو ہیم, وی کین شیک ہز ہینڈ, وی کین سے وعلیکم سلام. اوکے, سملرلی سمبڈی سنیزز, وی کین سے یرحمک اللہ. If somebody says something ajeeb, we can't say subhanallah, right? Even though subhana rabbil ala and allah akbar, these are things that are to be recited in the prayer, but in this case is the intention of responding. Okay, jab jawab dene ke liye woh ye sab kahega to baat karna aur kalam karne ke hukm mein aa gaya to namaz toot jayegi. So that's what is being said here. Insanity, sleeping, or any of the hadith coming into effect, or to speak with any of the human speech, is going to break the salat. Now, coughing, sometimes scholars have even said that it's good for a person to try his best not to cough too much. And if somebody has said something that sounds like a cough, but it's a word, that will also come under that category. So that's how delicate this situation is. Yeah. Insanity means that a person loses his mind. He doesn't know what's going on, people have to hold. It can be many forms of that. But you don't know where you are, you don't know what you're doing. ٹھیک ہے, عقل انسان کی خراب ہو جائے, چاہے وہ وقتی طور پہ ہو یا ہمیشہ کے لیے ہو, اس سے آدمی کی طہارت ختم ہو جاتی ہے. سو وین ہی ڈز کم بیک ٹو ہز اویئرنیس, ہی ہیز ٹو ڈو وضو اگین. اوکے, دیٹس آلسو فرام دوز تھنگز دیٹ بریکس دی وضو. اوکے, سو آل دوز تھنگز آر ریلیٹڈ ٹو ٹاکنگ, سیئنگ سلام, گیونگ جواب ٹو سلام, شیکنگ ہینڈز, ٹو گراؤن اور ٹو سائی, ٹو میک ساؤنڈز. Similar to sighing means, right, in the salah, you're feeling tired and you're letting everyone know how tired you are with your sounds. Okay, groaning can be in a different way, or you're standing up and you're making sounds of displeasure. You get aise awazein nikalna, isse bhi namaz toot jati.
I mean, when they start from ruku or sujood,
So actually, yes. So if we hear someone else doing it, the best way is to put it into a good assumption that it was something that cannot be controlled. But if he's asking the question. Yes, so if he is doing it as a sigh, right, you have to encourage him not to do it, right? ठीक है, अगर ऐसे कोई करता है उनको समझाया जाए कि ना करें. But there can be two ways. You see, the next one is to moan. That is also a type of groaning, like you are making sounds out of pain. दर्द की वजह से, तकलीफ की वजह से आवाज निकल आती. तो एक ये है कि आप खुद कर रहे हैं ऐसा, तो उससे नमाज छूट जाएगी. और एक ये है कि बिला साफ बगैर कंट्रोल किए वो निकल जाती. Without having any control, whatsoever, it just comes out. He tries his best not to. Then scholars have said that he should continue his prayer, and the salat won't break, inshallah. So if we see somebody, it's good to ask them that, do you have a problem, or is there a reason you're doing this? And if it's somebody young and you feel that he's just doing it because he doesn't know, then yes, we should educate them. Do you get to moan? Okay, covered that. तो नमाज में आवाजें निकालना तकलीफ की वजह से, और अगर उस पर कंट्रोल नहीं है तो उससे फिर इंशाल्लाह नमाज नहीं टूटेगी. कोशिश पूरी करें कि ऐसी आवाजें ना निकालें. To reply to a sneezer, okay, we said that. To say yarhamukallah, somebody sneezes, that will also break the salat. To say tahleel, tahmeed, subhanallah, or inna lillah as a response, all of these are included. That tahleel means to say la ilaha illallah, ठीक है, ऐसा कहना किसी के जवाब में. Tahmeed means to say Alhamdulillah. You're talking about a ni'mah, then you say Alhamdulillah in the salat. Or you sneeze and you say Alhamdulillah, right? So Subhanallah, when you hear something ajeeb and you're surprised and you say Subhanallah. So you can ye baat ke taur pe istemal kiye ja rahe hain alfaz. Kisi ko jawab dene mein istemal kiye ja rahe hain, isliye namaz toot jati hai. Inna lillahi, when you hear bad news, it doesn't always have to be somebody passing away. Bad news, the sunnah was that even if some loss happens, something bad happens, the dua is to recite is inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In the salat, if somebody says after hearing a bad news, his salat will become fast, it's going to break. To address someone, even if it's a Quranic verse. Now, what does that mean? That if somebody is so well versed with the Quran that they use verses, but they're actually saying it to somebody. For example, in the Quran it says, Ya Yahya khudil kitaba bi quwwa. Oh Yahya, hold on to the book with strength. Yahya alayhi salam ko mukhatib kiye. Now somebody is in the salat and he sees his brother, his name is Yahya, and he says it to him, Ya Yahya khudil kitaba bi quwwa. Oh Yahya, hold on to the book. So he's saying the Quranic verse, but what's happening? He's saying it as speech. He's trying to use it as talking, and like we started with this, there's no speaking whatsoever. So even if it's a Quranic verse, it's going to invalidate the prayer. Rectifying someone that is not the imam of the jama'at. Let's say that we are praying the salat here, I'm leading the prayer, and somebody else is making another jama'at somewhere, right? And you hear that person making a mistake in his salat, and you go ahead and give him luqma. So now your salat will break. It's not right for anyone either to take ta'aleem from outside of the salat or to give outside of the salat. Both ways, the salat jo hai toot jati hai. Bahir wale kisi aur shakhs ko luqma dena, jo khud us jama'at ka imam nahi hai, किसी और शख्स को लुकमा दिया जा रहा है, तो अभी नमाज टूट जाती. सच मिस्टेक इन किरात और तकबीर दैट खराब्स द मीनिंग. ऐसी गलती हो जाए किरात में कि मायने खराब हो जाए या तकबीर में. व्हाट डज दैट मीन? नाउ फॉर एग्जांपल वी से अल्लाहु अकबर, अल्लाह सबसे बड़े, राइट? अल्लाह इज द ग्रेटेस्ट. सो इफ वी से अल्लाहु अकबर, यू पुट अ मद विद द बिगिनिंग, सो दैट इज एक्चुअली मेकिंग टू अलिफ्स. And if you put an alif in front of Allah Akbar, in this case, it becomes istifham. It becomes a question. Kya Allah sabse bade? You see how it changed the whole thing? Is Allah the greatest? So if you say Allahu Akbar, so it's galat ho gaya, namaz toot jati. By that, it will break the salat because the meaning was also corrupt. It destroyed the whole idea. We're trying to say Allah is the greatest, and this person is asking, is Allah the greatest? See? So there are mistakes that are made in qiraat. Not all mistakes break the salat, but sometimes the meaning itself becomes so corrupt that scholars will tell you to repeat the prayer. Okay? Yes. Yes, sir. Hmm. right. Yes. Yes. So it can be two scenarios today. One is that the imam has been told many times, and he still does. Whenever he reads that surah, he reads it in that way. Okay, in that way, then you've tried your best. It's better to avoid that. It's corrupting the meaning. Like you said, it's better to pray your own. Because in many cases, we will come up to the imamah chapter as well, that who should become the imam, what is the criteria. So this usually happens when somebody who doesn't even have basic knowledge of the Quran or reciting the Quran properly is reading, and he's been told that you're this Fatiha and this, you're making a mistake. In Surah Muzammil, you read this wrong, don't read this, or read another surah, but they continue doing so, becoming stubborn on their mistake. So yes, you have the choice of praying separately. But if we have never tried to fix it, or if we try to talk to the imam after the prayer, it's possible that if it's a first time mistake or once in a while, then everyone's salat can be saved by our effort. So if you've done everything, yes. Yes, so, yes, the question is, should the muqtadi himself stop praying? So, if the imam has made a mistake that's that corrupt, that the salat is finished, right? So, he after that, it doesn't matter if he's praying with him or not, everyone's salat is finished, right? So, he doesn't have that choice of continuing. He can just act like he's still there, and then after the prayer, tell him to repeat it. That would be the only way of approaching the imam. Or, what is that what you're asking? Yes. Well, if you're all the way in the back and you start yelling out that, you know, the mistake has been made, and it's possible that mistake is not as severe that breaks the salat, that chance is always there. So this is how we would know that, for example, I gave an example right now that it changed the opposite meaning. Sometimes the meaning changes, but it's still on the same track. Because some qiraat are like that, right? So not the muqtadis, majority of them do not have knowledge of all the ways of reciting the different ayat. I was in one masjid, the imam did this, and somebody started yelling out the luqma. He didn't listen to it because he had knowledge that you can read it that way as well. So after, there was so much intishar that happened after the salat, and he was making noise since the salat, he broke off right away. And then after the salat, he went up to the imam, tried to convince him that, no, it's not like this. Now, because of the different qiraats, the imam was from a different portion of a different country. They recited that way, and that's also allowed. It doesn't break the salat. So, it was the muqtadi's mistake, right? So now, all of that wabal of causing disturbance and all of that can also happen. So that chance is also greatly there. So I would say it's better to wait till the end, tell the imam, and then repeat the prayer if it's a severe. Imams usually know. If they're reciting in different qiraats, they also usually know that this is allowed to read it this way. Okay? So you would have to go with the how to handle the situation when that happens. I don't know. There's not just one rule of, you know, running off or calling out loud. It can have the opposite effect. If it's right, the mistake is correct, and the salat has been finished at that point. Right. And if it's something that we're not sure of, then wait till the end and ask the imam. Right. So that's how we'll go about with that. So then we have... Right. اسی طرح سورہ کافرون میں بھی لا کو اگر نہ کھینچے لا اعبدو کو لا اعبدو سو دس از دیئر از نو ڈاؤٹ پھر ٹوٹ جاتی نماز ٹوٹ جاتی تو بالکل صحیح کہہ رہے ہیں کہ اگر ایسا ہو تو آدمی نماز سے الگ ہو جائے اور کوشش یہ بھی کریں کہ امام کو بتایا جائے دوبارہ ہوئی جماعت پھر जी तो सही सुभान अल्लाह यस Yes, that's a good question. That when the Muqtadi says Subhanallah for the Imam, now there's nothing being done from outside or inside. The people inside are helping the Imam fix his mistake. So there's no problem here. What we're talking about here is that when we're talking to somebody from outside, we're in Salat, somebody comes and says that, you know, this big tree just fell down. You go, Subhanallah. Right? You heard the news and you said, Subhanallah. So from outside, something happened and out of surprise, this person, because Subhanallah is encouraged to be said, when you hear something of surprising, right? Something surprising took place, you should say Subhanallah. So these are those things that are used in Kalam. If it's done within the Muqtadi and the Imam, they're both in the prayer. So there's nothing wrong with that. The Muqtadi should go ahead and remind the Imam if he's missing something.
Okay. So, Fajr Salah is a little longer reciting. But if somebody is not memorized the wrong Salah, he can repeat.
In Fajr prayer, if the Imam doesn't know long surahs, he should recite short surahs. He should not recite multiple surahs. No. Just one surah. Okay? Ji. You understand what he was saying? Okay, go ahead. He has to start again. Yeah, these are those things. Mufsidat means that it's gone. You cannot really come back to it. It can't be fixed. So that's why it's something that you have to start over. So even if the lukma is given at that point, the only thing that he can do is start over. Ji. Ji. The whole niyat will have to be done again. Dubara se. So like Abhishek was saying that bataya unko, so they prayed all over again. That should be the right way of handling it, that just pray the salat all over again. Okay. So you understood?
Yes,
so yeah, so multiple surahs should not be recited.
But I saw in the Tawi, multiple surah is easy.
Yes. So the point here is that in Fard prayers, it is sunnah to pray to recite only one surah, okay? One surah, or enough to cover the wajib qiraat. But to jump from one surah to another, or to read multiple surahs, that's allowed in Taraweeh, it's allowed in sunnah, in nafil, in tahajjud we're praying. We can pray a lot of the Qur'an. We pray from one portion to another, so we shouldn't break the routine. But we can pray a lot of Qur'an in... that's why we find the stories of Sahaba and Rasulullah where a lot of recitation would be done, where the feet of Rasulullah would become swollen. So much Qur'an was being recited, but those were voluntary prayers. Nafil ibadat mein, sunnat ibadat mein, usmein aap kar sakte hain. Okay? No. Not in Fard prayers. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Said mistaken. Okay, laughing out loud. Now, laughing out loud, either it's going to be laughing such that I can only hear, or so loud that everyone hears it. Okay, so if everyone hears it, then this person, his salat breaks and his wudu breaks as well. You get, this is a hukum that was put down by the fuqaha ikram as a punishment, ta'ziran. So they say that because he's done this and he's caused so much disruption, so he has to make the wudu and he has to break the salat again. If he had laughed in a way that he was the only one to hear it and others didn't hear it, then his salat would break, but wudu would not break. Okay? So, theek hai, agar hansna itne zor se hua ke sab sun rahe, to phir iski namaz bhi aur wudu dono toot jate hain. Yes, if it was laughing in a way that he was the only one to hear it, sirf apne aap ne khud suna hai aur kisi ne nahi suna, so he knows he laughed. Okay, so then pray again, you start again. But agar itna zor se ki sab log sun rahe hain, sab wale ne bola aapki awaaz sun rahe hain, right? So then you have to go and make wudu and the salat alone.
Whatever the cry, sometimes sorrow is like that. Suppose parents will die or something happens.
Yes.
So on that situation, sometimes cry is wrong. So
Yes, yes. So in the case where that also applies in the other points here, where it says to moan and groan, if it's because of the akhirat, right? If it's because we find that from in the stories of Sahaba where they, you know, they would scream out loud sometimes, or sometimes you'll find in elders in the Jama'at they would fall down because of the effect of the Quran. Okay? So they said that if it's because of tasawwur of Jannah Jahannam, thinking about the akhirat, it happened, so it will be allowed. It's not going to break the salah. So that is an exception case. Now you're thinking about your father who passed away, that's not akhirat, that's just missing somebody. So then that would not be allowed. No, not be allowed. So in cases when you're crying because of the ayat came up, Quran and Hadith and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and things of the akhirat, that is the only exception where scholars have said to cry out loud or to, you know, to make a sound. Yes. Like, if you can clarify that. Right. Yes, yes. So that's okay. That will not invalidate the salah because that is akhirat. Question is that if he is sad over his sins, right? So basically you're thinking about the consequences, that how did you ever disobey Allah, right? Allah is so merciful. And in consequences can be Jannat or Jahannam because of our actions. So yes, if that happens, and that should be the kafiyat, that's actually encouraged in salah, to get our feeling like that where you're feeling attached with Allah and you're feeling regretful over the sins, then yes, that is allowed. It will not invalidate the salat. Performing many actions in salat. What does that mean? Amal kaseer. Scholars have said amal kaseer, to do a lot of things in the salat. What if somebody else is looking at us, the onlooker, the outside person from the salat, and he sees us playing with our phone, playing with our clothes, and he thinks that this person is not in the salat, that is what's going to cause this person's salah to break. Now, how would we know that? All the amal that are not prescribed in the sunnah, in the mustahabat, it's something else besides the actions of salah. So he's scratching his head so much that somebody sees him and thinks he's not in salah. Or he's fixing his clothes so much, his jacket and everything so much, and the person looking at him, surely gets this idea that this person is not in salah, then this person's salah will break. If that person is not sure, the one who's looking at him, he's not sure if he's in salah or not, then his salah is still intact. Okay? So, ji, itni zyada itching kar rahe ke bahar wala dekh ke kahega ye aadmi namaz mein nahi hai. So, dekhne wale ko aisa lage ke ye jo amal kar raha hai ye namaz ke bahar ka amal hai, usko yaqeeni taur par aisa lage ke ye namaz hi nahi khada hua yahan. So, phir namaz tooti hai. Agar usko shak ho ke ye shayad namaz mein hai, nahi hai, shak ki buniyad pe phir ye fasad ka hukm nahi hoga. Yawning? Yeah, so yawning is going to come up, I think, in the makruhat, but we have to try our best. Hadith of Rasulullah says that yawning is from shaitan, right? So we have to try our best to hold in the yawn, or if it happens while we're standing, then the right hand should be used to cover our mouth. And if it happens when we're sitting, then the left hand should be used to cover our mouth. Okay, agar angrai aa rahi hai bar bar koshish to pehle karein ke namaz mein aaye. It's only 5-7 minutes jamaat we pray, so in that we should not be feeling so lazy and tired that we're yawning. It's also disrespectful. If you sit in front of a dars or in front of a teacher, you're listening to the talk and you're constantly yawning in front of a person, it's disrespectful that you're not interested, right? So we are presenting a salat to Allah, we're showing we are interested in talking to Allah and putting our needs in front of Allah. So that's why it's disliked to do that. We try our best to stop it. How do we stop it? We're in standing position with our right hand, the sitting position with our left hand. Okay? So koshish puri ye karein ke muh na khole, isko band rakhne ki puri koshish ho. But it will not break the salah. Okay, fulfilling a rukun with an exposed aura. Now aura, we already talked about it. This is the satr. For men, from the knees up to their navel, this whole area has to be covered. At all times it has to be covered. But in salat, if it opens up, and if it's open up to the point where three subhanallahs can be recited, and satr is open, then the salat breaks. Okay. So now we need to distinguish that how does this work? That means that one fourth of the limb which is being exposed, it's either going to be the thigh, it's going to be the pelvic area underneath the navel. This is all the satr is for the man. All these areas, if they open up, it's going to go into kirahiyat. You might lose reward in it, but it won't break the prayer. But these are the areas where you have your satr. If that opens up and it's open for more than three subhanallahs, it breaks the prayer. But it has to open to one fourth of the limb or more. So from the leg up to the end of our thigh, this is one limb. ये एक आज़ू है इंसान का. तो अब इसके अंदर अगर एक चौथाई या इससे ज़्यादा खुल गया और तीन सुबहानअल्लाह तक खुला रहा, फिर नमाज टूटेगी. ठीक है? So yes, if it's opening up less than that, it's still dislike. But we're not going to say that the salat broke. Okay? And for the sisters, the whole body except for their face, their hands and their feet, their whole body is satr. So this, sometimes scholars, they encourage more this point on for the sisters, because if their head opens up a little bit or they're not covering properly, just for a little bit it happens, and through three subhanAllah, it's not a long time, it's going to break their salat. So our sisters who are listening as well, this is something to be cautious about, that we cover ourselves properly. So the feet from the ankle to the shin, that too is in the satr of the ladies. That too. So if agar unki eri ke upar ka hissa bhi teen subhanallah tak khula raha, to wo bhi unka satar khul gaya hai. Okay, that's not something minor. You're also opening the aura of the lady. So if that's done, the subhan is going to break the salat. So it's a lot more difficult for the sisters too, but they have to. It's best to have clothing or covering in a way that puri tarah se jo hai satar ko dhapa jaye. You come with what? Yes, yes. Right.
Backside,
it opens up.
Open up.
Yes.
So how do you measure the one part?
So this area, let me show you. So this area from my navel all the way down to my pubic region, there's going to be a stomach area. This area. So the whole area that goes around, this is considered one limb. Okay? So if somebody's pants are coming down from the back, usually that is one fourth of this limb has been opened. Right? Now if it's just a little bit, we'll try our best not to give him the fatwa of your salat broke. Right? The best thing is to save the salat, but some people don't care, and if it's opening that much, where this whole back and more of their buttocks is open, exposed, then yes, your salat will break. So it's important that the clothes should also be properly worn for the salat. Pant shirt, that's why it's not encouraged. It's not that it's not allowed to wear. It happens like this, that it goes down when you're going for sajda, it comes up. It changes with every posture of the salat. So this whole area from the navel down, before the pelvic, before the pubic region, that is one limb around, or horizontally if you go around. That all of that is one limb. So one fourth of that, agar ek chota hai iska hissa khul gaya hai, aur teen subhana tak khula raha, to phir namaz aapki toot jayegi. So it is not a point to take a risk on, right? Oh, I was on this side of the border, so I'm okay. So no, that's not how it works. As far as different limbs, if we want to know exactly, then our buttocks, our back area, if it, one side is considered one limb, Sharia, the other side is considered one. Okay, but the problem that arises here is from the top. So it comes in the area which is between the navel and the pubic region. Okay, so is hisse mein isko kholne ki koshish bilkul nahi honi chahiye. Khol gaya to namaz dhorani chahiye, because in most cases, yes, the salat will break. And one more thing about this: if he does it purposely, agar jaan bujh ke kisi ne utara, purposely he opened it, so then there is no consideration for three subhanAllah. Then immediately it will break. The fora namaz to be. Ji. Nahi, uski namaz to kharab isliye ho rahi hai ki uski tawajjuh kharab ho gayi. Lekin uski wajah kaun bana? Ab. So that's why it could become a problem for ourselves and for others as well. Okay? So कोशिश ये करें कि ऐसा ना हो. यस जी. No, it will not break the wudu, but they have to cover themselves and start praying again. That salat will be invalid. Okay? Should we stop? Inshallah. Yeah, we'll cover the rest of the points, inshallah. I know there's more questions. So, subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya Allah, hamari gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, hamari namazon mein tarakki naseeb farma. Ya Allah, jo seekh rahe hain, sikha rahe hain, ya Allah, is pe amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Ya Allah, makruhat, mufsidat aur sare napasandeeda amal se hamari ifadat farma. Tamam sunnat, mustahabbat aur tamam pasandeeda amal karne wala bana. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin.